Hey guys, it's me, Andy Love. Let's jump right into this one, okay? This is a doozy, I will warn you. So, are we really living in the land of the free? Are we really living that American dream? No. The answer is no. All right. So let me tell you something, guys, okay? I'm gonna be raw and real. I have been failed by the state of Colorado for many, many, many years. So I want to speak my truth, tell my story, because it's time to get this out there, because I have spent many years since 2011 trying to fix this, and I have been silenced, I have been ignored, I have been discriminated, and I don't stand for it. So I use my platforms, my social media platforms, and my podcast to express myself, be a advocate for people who don't have a voice, and, you know, I am an activist. I am helping people in this world fight for justice. So here we go. First of all, I'm a 35-year-old Mexican-American woman born and raised in Florence, Colorado. I'm a born U.S. citizen. I'm a business owner, a mother, humanitarian, mental health advocate, and activist. I have been suffering from identity theft for the past 25 years. My identity was stolen when I was 10 years old. My social security card was in my mother's purse when it was stolen at a family event. This story is about how my nightmare began. It was 2011 when I was 21 years old, living in Yuma, Arizona, with my former ex-husband who was in the Marine Corps. I went to open a bank account at Chase Bank, and that's when it was brought to my attention that somebody else was using my identity and had an account with thousands of dollars in it. The bank made me feel uncomfortable and was discriminating against me. They made me prove who I was and held me against my will until my credentials were cleared. I had to present my social security card, birth certificate, two forms of ID, driver's license, and military dependent identification. They made me feel like I was the minority and a criminal. After all that time and trouble, the bank kept those funds and did not let me claim the thousands of dollars that were under my social security number. I immediately filed a police report in Colorado. I contacted the IRS Social Security and Identity Theft Hotline. I went down to the IRS in Yuma, Arizona, and the worker typed in my social security number. And what I saw blew my mind and hers. We were just... It was bizarre. There were documents all the way back from the year 2000 stating that this man who stole my identity was an illegal immigrant and was using my social security number to work, collect benefits, buy multiple houses and vehicles. I have valid documentation of all these crimes, and the state of Colorado wiped all proof of this incident clean from their database. I have been denied legal counsel since 2011 and still no luck today. I was told that the statute of limitations has been met. This man also had a legitimate social security card with his name on it with my social security number, a state of Colorado birth certificate, and a valid Colorado driver's license, all under my identity. What really gets me is how the state of Colorado never caught on with two people living under the same social security number. My question is did they know? Did they help this man? This went on for many years. I only had one job when I was 16, a legitimate job. I worked at Safeway. I was a courtesy clerk. I graduated from high school, and shortly after I graduated, I was 19 and became a mother to my first son. After both of my boys were born, I dedicated my life to being a wife and a stay-at-home mother until I was 24 years old. Since I chose not to work, this was never brought to my attention. Yes, I did file taxes jointly when I was married, but none of this was ever caught or looked into. Since I chose not to work, this, again, like I said, it was never brought to my attention. It was never brought into the light. Shortly, and I only laugh because this is just bizarre. This is crazy. This seems like this could be a movie. Like, this is unreal. I received a letter in the mail at my parents' home in Colorado saying that I owed $35,000 to the state of Colorado for not filing my W-2 taxes in 2007. Might I add, I was a senior in high school in 2007. I immediately took action and did everything I was told to do for identity theft. I filed an identity theft affidavit through the IRS, and now every year I get a 6-digit IP PIN to file taxes, which has been mishandled and misused and sent to the wrong addresses multiple times. Trying to file my taxes every year has been a challenge because something always goes wrong on the IRS's end. I have spent hours upon hours battling the IRS. I even went to the Social Security office and tried to file for a new Social Security number, but I was denied because at the time, Obama changed the law that year. I was also told by Social Security to change the spelling of my legal name that I was using for 21 years. So I have been living under a different spelling of my name to protect my identity. This has been a nightmare. An absolute fucking nightmare. And I don't really talk about this too often because I have told people my story. They never believed me and treated me like I was the one who stole this man's identity or I was lying, and I just kind of stopped talking about it. But since 2011, I haven't given up, and I've tried to take legal matters and get this taken care of, but nobody wants to help me. After years and many hours of proving my identity and trying to repair this damage, nothing has been resolved. Shortly after my family and I moved back to Colorado, I was determined. I was not gonna give up. I contacted FBI, immigration, ICE, and Border Patrol, but no one prosecuted this man. I was told it would take too much time and money to punish this criminal. I also filed a police report in Denver, Colorado, where this man lived in a house that he owns under my Social Security number, and the police did nothing to him. He still lives there until this day. This criminal has paid off many assets with large amounts of money. I truly believe this man is involved in organized crime. And I chuckle because I have stated that multiple times to these these government institutions, and no one seems to care, you know? This man is still sitting comfortably in America while I suffer from the financial hardship, mental, emotional turmoil he has caused. And I'll say it over and over again, the state of Colorado has failed me tremendously. I have no hope and faith in Colorado's law enforcement, criminal justice system, prosecutors, or government institutions. Having this man do this has not only caused me the headache, he has ruined my credit. My integrity has been questioned and also my identity. It's been a financial burden to own anything under my identity. Why should a law-abiding American citizen have to endure all this from an illegal immigrant who didn't earn his right to be here and forced his way into our country and stepped all over me and my civil rights to do so? I feel like America has become too lenient and is ignoring how serious this issue really is. I want justice. And me telling my story, I am heard. I am seen. And I encourage every single one of you to share your stories, speak your truth, and don't be silenced. Let everybody know. I'm singing like a little bird. And don't worry. You're going to hear this voice and see this face everywhere because I am not giving up. I am not. You know, with me speaking about this, I feel like my listeners can help me spread the awareness of what's going on in my situation and help me share my story. And, you know, I do want to give a shout out to every single one of my listeners and people who believe in me. Thank you. Thank you so much for being a part of my journey and listening to my truth and, you know, telling other people about me to listen to my podcast and follow me on social media. And I love you so much. And I am just so grateful to have these platforms and have so many supporters. If I could just give you a hug and a kiss, I would. So, guys, let's fight for our right to be American. And another thing, I'm just going to throw this out there. You know, I have, a lot of people have said that I am a racist. And, you know, I'm not a racist. I love all races. I respect all, humans, individuals. And this is just crazy because, you know, I speak on this because look what's happening right now in the world, in America. Okay. We are allowing immigrants to come into our country, and we are providing them shelter, food, jobs. And yes, I'm a humanitarian. I'm all for it. I'm all for helping people, okay? 100%. But I'm going to say this, and I don't care who this offends. This is the honest truth. We need to help our people first. We need to help our communities, our citizens, our people first, okay? There is thousands and thousands of children that are in foster care, orphanages, thousands and thousands of homeless American citizens, and there is resources, but there's not enough. But yet we're adding more resources for illegal immigrants. There's something wrong with that. There is something wrong with that, 100%. And if you guys think that America's doing that out of the kindness of their heart, politicians and you know, the government, you think they're doing that out of the kindness of their heart? No, they have a motive. They have an agenda, okay? So let's stop supporting this nonsense and really think about it. We need to help our people first. And I want you guys to remember that you are powerful, You are limitless. You are so, so strong, resilient, and speak your truth, tell your story, be kind to yourself, be kind to others, help out when you can, but don't be taken advantage of, guys. And always, always remember, I love you, love yourself, and God bless America. Namaste.